Good morning, my friends, and welcome to practice of mindfulness. One of the many fruits of mindful practice in meditation is the development of what is called equanimity, a state of evenness and balance of mind, especially under stressful and difficult situations. Stability and composure, which is not disturbed by experience or exposure to intense emotions, pain, or other experience that might cause others to lose the balance of their mind. And frankly, that will cause us to lose the balance of our mind. Without the practice of mindfulness to assist with equanimity, I've noticed in myself over the years that as a once quite anxious person who worried a great deal about things that I could not control, or stories that my mind gave me about what would happen if, that mindfulness practice has given me the great gift of equanimity, where I am often able to step back from a situation and see it from a larger perspective. See a conflict in terms of your perspective, not only my own, and to stand steady from within when I might otherwise be feeling fear or anxiety. It's as though there's a space between the feeling and the trigger where I can choose to stand and see all around. And when I can do this, the world around me and within me are stable, compassionate, curious, and able to think through what I might want my response next to be. As equanimity develops with practice, it becomes unnecessary to judge negatively ourselves or others. And it is a practice to call on when we're caught in just those actions and thoughts. We can stand in the middle and hold steady right there, right now. Thich Nhat Hanh says that equanimity includes the ability to see everyone as equal, shed all discrimination and prejudice, and remove all boundaries between ourselves and others. He writes, in a conflict, even though we are deeply concerned, we can remain impartial, able to love and understand both sides. Although this is something that develops long-term with practice, I want to give you today a guided way of experiencing equanimity that might work for you to be able to recognize when that is how you are feeling and what you're allowing. So find your comfortable position, noticing your breathing and noticing the support of the chair, of the body in which you live, of your feet on the floor, of the air around you as it comes in and empties. And invite yourself to come into your mind, your body, right here and right now. Imagine a time, and remember it, when you felt even-minded and balanced. It could be a time when you were about to react, but instead took a breath or a pause. It could be about anything. A time when you felt balanced. And notice what you can see or sense or feel in what it was like. Where were you? What did you see? Who was there? What did you hear? What season was it? And most importantly, what did you feel inside yourself? And give that feeling a form, such as a mountain, and how it sits solid, strong, powerful, or a tree whose roots hold it steady while the wind goes through its branches. Acknowledge to yourself, I could be with this just exactly as it was. I can be with anything exactly as they are. I handled this with strength, steadiness, and equanimity. Breathe and notice what's happening inside you right now as you remember and imagine. Notice. Notice what is happening in your body and in your mind right now as you remember a situation that you handled with equanimity and steadiness. And when you're ready, bring into your mind a different situation that's made finding equanimity very difficult. Overwhelm, anger, even rage, outrage, being misunderstood, judged. And notice what begins to happen in your body as you remember this situation. Notice where there's tightness or tension, contraction, judgment. You don't like it. You wish it were different. Just breathe and notice how your body feels. And where your mind tries to jump and go to. And when you're ready, draw back into your mind, remembering that time of equanimity and how it felt in your body. Allow your body to take on those feelings in your breathing, in your posture. With every in-breath, allow that breath to flow through you and out from you. And feed that feeling of equanimity that you had in your first memory in this meditation. That imagination and feeling of the solidarity and strength and capacity that you have within you to handle what life brings. And take in these words, allowing them to become part of your mind and body. Things are as they are. I can be with things as they are. I have the capacity to be with life just as it is. You are as you are. I can be with you just as you are. I am as I am. May I accept myself and you just as we are. And may I weather this situation with grace and with equanimity. Whatever I have to deal with, may I meet it with solidarity and strength and all that I have within me to handle what life brings. Steady and breathing. We are all in this together. None of us is perfect. Most of us are different. But just as every in-breath is someone else's out-breath, and every out-breath will be breathed in by someone else, we are all one. Sit where you are with that feeling of solid strength and capacity that we all have within us to handle what life brings. With equanimity. Namaste. Amen.